Hello.
Hey Mary, how are you? This is Sheldon here.
Hi, I'm all right. Yeah, just wondering. I didn't know I needed to try to get a hold of Barnes and Nobles, but I had been on the phone with them, and they said you have to go online. So go
Yeah,
online
you
and
would
find out.
have to drop an email. I've provided you with an email for Barnes and Noble Press.
What?
Yes, I did send you an email a while back for
Yes,
how
I.
to
Oh,
go.
just this evening. Yeah, I got that this evening. Actually, I just now was sitting down reading my emails and texts.
Okay. By the way, give me just one second here. Okay, I think you just sent a response 6 minutes ago. Okay.
And then I go on to the reports, and I see that the book is only available in the United States, and it's not available in Canada, Australia, England, in UK. It's just United States. And I was wondering why
The
that
book's
it's
available.
only.
The book should be available everywhere. Wait, give me a second. Let
It's
me
when I went on that report, it just said not available. All these different countries, and it's not available.
I'm checking right now. And okay, let's see if I can send it here. It's available.
Oh.
It is available, pretty much. Globally, it's available.
Obviously, there's been no sales, anywhere.
I told you I wanted to get the Instagram handle created as well, and we're working on the website. The website should be done soon, and we'll start, gathering more traffic towards your link. Everything is slowly falling into place. The marketing, as I told you before, is a slow process, but we'll get to that point. Trust me. You'll start
Okay,
getting
and the domain name, I want that to be Mary Creech Johnson, not Mary E. Johnson.
okay, no problem.
Okay.
Right now, the domain name will be set once we have the complete design done. So back end takes a bit time, so because we want to run a good SEO. SEO will help you, reach a higher, like when you search on Google, the highest page is shown has the best SEO. So we're trying to run SEO commandments to see which one would work out best. And so whenever the name is searched, or when Appalachian Mountain Books is searched, your website comes out on top is what we're trying to do when we launch.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'd like to make more sales,
Yeah,
because there's been,
exactly.
looks like I went on and checked today, looks like there's been three for October sold.
It's the first month of the, social media marketing. We'll start getting more numbers as the longer we continue.
Good. I just hope to start sending money, some royalties. All I've gotten so far is $4.85.
Every 60 day, basically 60 days from the sale, you start getting the values.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. You'll start getting your returns.
Good.
It works slow, but it works out eventually.
Oh, good. I hope it does.
Me too.
It'll take me a while to recover. What I've invested until I can start making a profit, but I'd like to see that start happening. But
Definitely.
so the web page is now, how is that web page gonna help get more books sold?
Okay, so your web page is also linked to your Amazon and your social handles, okay?
Oh, okay.
What we're trying to do is when people search about Appalachian Mountains, what we're trying is to get your website high up on the Google searches, okay? Now, when that
Okay.
happens, when someone opens your website, they'll see, oh, there's a book available, and this is a writer, it talks about the Appalachian Mountains, it'll guide them towards, buying your book, and your website will have the links attached as well. Once we get the Barnes & Noble live, it'll get the Barnes & Noble link as well. Right now, the Amazon link is attached there only. But also, I keep sending you articles and stuff as well. If you saw the second message the first message that I sent today, it was about a blog, right?
Yes.
So the blogs will go on your website, so it will give people something to read, develop interest in you as an author and in your book as well. So it's a slow process, but it will develop you as an author, it will develop your notability, and people will want to buy your book.
Good. Now, when I go on there, what will I do with that myself? I never fooled with going on anybody's website.
Remember, we talked about you been in. I think you told me, if I recall correctly, that you used to drive trucks, right?
Yeah, I drove for a little while. I rode cross country for a lot of years.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have a lot of stories. You can write up those stories, like the blogs we're writing right now. You can write any story that you want, and you can just upload and be like, this is some, you know, talk about your life and your experiences, just to, you know, interact with your readers, and your fan base will develop over time. And your fan base develop, everybody likes to know, they have news about the people, you know, they like. Just like you can consider, like, back in the days in your end, when people, let's say, you know, popular singers or popular writers, you weren't only invested in what they were singing or talking about, you were also invested in their lives, right?
Yes.
So that's the angle that you get with blogs. So eventually when they know, okay, this is a real person, they like to interact with people, it again develops your authenticity with every person or every people, every, you know, person who buys book or goes on the website. It'll give like a personalized feeling.
So anyone else can go on there and write something?
No, only authorized people. Once the website is live, I'll also give you, what's that called? The admin access, and I'll tell you how you can write or add any blog that you want. And if you have any problems with that, you can just, you know, write a document to us and we'll upload it. So it's no problem either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can do what now? If
you want to add something for yourself on the website, you can just write it to us. Okay, I want this on the website, like a blog or a story from your life.
Uh-huh.
And we'll add it in onto the website section.
Oh, so I go through you if I want to put something on there?
You don't have to, but, you know, again, navigating through a website isn't the easiest thing to do for everyone. I'll guide you on how to do it. In case you have a problem doing it, you can go through us.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There is a lady that I'm friends with on Facebook that lives in the Appalachian Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
She went up on the mountain. They're doing that and building cottages. She had like a log cabin kit there. And when you're up on the mountain, she took us up there on friends and I on her four-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up on the mountain, and just there's a pond up there. And looking out over that, you wouldn't know you was on a mountain because it just looks like a whole valley. And she sent a picture on Facebook the other day, and there was fog. And she was looking out over the fog, and that was so beautiful. And I thought, my goodness, I'd like to put some of her pictures on there on the website when it's up and running. So she put some beautiful pictures of that mountain, up on top of that mountain.
You can ask your friend. You can borrow the pictures, and you can send them to me, and I'll make sure they're on the website. Sorry, you were saying?
Oh. When the website is up and running, and if I want to, if she sent me pictures, then couldn't I put them on there then?
Yeah, you can do that. By the way, can you check your phone? You should have a text message on your phone.
Okay.
From Instagram. Let me know.
Yes, I have a text message.
Can you tell me the code on that?
5-7-6-2-0-8.
576.
Oh, that's my Instagram code.
We are making an Instagram handle as well, and it should we should start posting there as well. So, you know, slowly getting more and more traffic as we move along.
Good.
So you have
wonderful
Instagram following. You can also send us pictures that you want, you know, on not only the website, you can send us pictures that you want uploaded on your social handles as well. So we can put them online there as well, you know, with some, any, we'll write some small post with it, and we'll show a picture. You can talk about the Appalachian Mountains and
On Instagram?
Yeah, you can talk about Instagram. You also have Facebook running. Do you have your Facebook as well?
Yes,
your
I have Facebook.
Can you send me the link of your Facebook account so I can grant you admin access to the Facebook page?
The link?
Yes.
I just went on it and, you know, set up Facebook and I don't know if I've got a link. Where would I find the link?
Okay. So let me actually send you how to share. So do you use it on your phone or on your laptop?
No, on my computer, desktop.
Your desktop. Okay. So when you log in onto Instagram, do you know how to go to your own profile?
No. I've never been on Instagram.
Not Instagram. I'm talking about Facebook. Have you ever been to Facebook on your own profile?
I can log on Facebook.
Okay. So you log in on Facebook. When you log in on Facebook, you can just click on your name, and it goes to your profile, right?
Yes.
So when you click on your name, it goes to your profile. I want the address that you have when you open your own profile. You know, on the top of your browser, there's an address, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to send me that address when you open your account.
And when I open my account?
When you open your account and you go to your
Facebook?
Profile. Yeah, Facebook.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, and what is it you're going to do with that?
So we have your page up and running, right? So I'm going to grant you admin access for that page. So if you ever want to post something on your Facebook for your book, you can do that.
I do that now. It goes to just my friends. It doesn't go, you know, it's not public.
But yeah, I'm talking about a public where you can, you know, post as the author of the book. Not just to your personal, like, you know, to...
Well, I would have to open up another one then and make it public?
No, your account won't be public. When you go through a page, use the page account. There's an option in Facebook when you become a Facebook page admin that you can post either as your main account, which is the current one you're using, or you can post as the page user. So you'll
as
post
a page
it
user.
As, yeah, you'll be posted when you post as a page user, then you post as, you know, Appalachian Mountains. Childhood Memories, the entire name.
Uh-huh.
So your account won't be going public. Only the page is public at this time, so you'll be posting there. It won't show up your name. It will only show up as, you know, Appalachian Mountain Childhood Memories made a post.
Oh, I'm going to have to see if I can get that, can do that.
I'll tell you how that works, but for now, send me the link to your Facebook, and let's see if we are done with, perfect. Your Instagram handle is also done, and we'll start posting there as well. I'll provide you with the link for your Instagram and the login password, so you have access to that as well, okay?
Okay, to the Instagram.
Yep.
Okay, and then I need to go into my Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Open your profile and send me the web, like the address link that you get over there.
And then you will be able to see whatever I post.
No, I won't be able to see that. I'll send you a request on Facebook to become an admin on your book's page.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. I won't have any access to your account. not have any access to your Facebook account. I'll only be sending you an administration request to become an admin for your page. So like when we are done with the social media postings and you're in case you don't continue marketing with us, you'll still, you know, be the owner of the page, so you can, you know, use it further as well.
And then I could post on that too.
Sure, yeah. It's your page. You can do
it. And it will not be on my personal Facebook.
It will not be personal. It will not be a personal. I'll tell you how to switch to the page account.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it might be Monday before I get that done.
Yep.
But I'll try to get
No problem. Take your time. It's okay.
All right.
So I basically called to get the Instagram done. Aside from that, everything else is good?
I think so. Okay, now the Instagram, you've given me this 576208, and that's my Instagram code. Now, what?
It's basically a
how
code
do I go
to create
into
the account. I told you I'll be sending you the username and password, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did. You told me that. Okay.
So I'll
All
be sending
right.
you username and password soon. Don't worry about it. Okay?
All right.
Perfect. So I guess we're good to go. I'll probably, since we'll get in touch on Monday again, so I'll send it you the Instagram information, and we'll get the Facebook login done at that time as well. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.